Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, December 15th, the year of our Lord, 2024, and this is the third Sunday of Advent. It is, once again, an absolute joy to welcome you here to the podcast. I pray that this time together will be an experience of, well, of the themes of the season. The themes of hope and peace, and today's focus on joy and love. So let's jump right in, and let's begin the way we begin around here in a posture of thankfulness. And so we will give thanks for this moment by taking in a deep breath, the breath of life, and holding on to that breath. Thinking about it, really savoring that breath, and letting it go, and take another breath, and thank God for it, and let it go. And as you breathe, call to mind the people and the places, the opportunities and the situations that fill you with joy, that start a little celebration in your soul. These are all gifts from God. The air you breathe, the beating of your heart and your chest, these people you love, these places that are sacred and special, these opportunities that have been yours or that are presenting themselves to you right now. It's all a gift. We give thanks to God for all of it. Perhaps open your arms wide and turn your face toward the sky and say thank you. And in this posture, in this spirit, let's begin together in worship. Friends, let's join together in the candle lighting for the third Sunday of Advent. And as we've done before, if you need to press pause and go get a candle, please do so now. And if you just want to participate in your imagination, of course, that's appropriate too. And all of this can be found in the digital bulletin. If you go to the left of where you found today's podcast, just below the line there, you tap on that icon that says Sermon Notes, and the bulletin will come up for you. So let's begin. Today we light the third candle of Advent, the candle of joy. As we light this candle, we celebrate the joy Christ brings into our hearts and lives. We rejoice in the good news of Jesus. In him, joy overflows. Come, Lord Jesus, and fill us with your joy. May your joy transform our hearts. Come, Lord Jesus, and guide us in your joy. And so we light this third candle.
Thank you.
Friends, our scripture reading today is an excerpt from this beautiful song of Isaiah, in the 12th chapter of Isaiah, verses 2 through 6. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say on that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it. Pause for a moment and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your living word, this ancient word, this eternal word, this word of truth, a word spoken through poets and prophets and disciples, a word that we inherit as a precious gift. And so as we pause for a moment, O God, to hear your word, to celebrate it, we pray you'd meet us here, that you'd save us. Save us, O God, from misinterpretation. Save us from distraction. Help us to focus on you and you alone and what it is you are teaching us in this moment. Please speak. We, your servants, are listening. We ask this in your holy name, and we say, Amen. Well, as I mentioned at the opening of the podcast, this is the podcast for Sunday, December 15th. It's 10 days until Christmas. Are you ready? I mean, are you really ready? There's the stuff that you got to do if you celebrate Christmas that way. There might be cookies to be baked or guest bedrooms to get ready or travel plans that you've got to finalize. A few gifts to wrap. whatever's on your to-do list, there's that getting ready for our celebration of the feast, the meals and the planning. But I think Isaiah today is calling us to even dig a little deeper, to prepare ourselves, to prepare our hearts, as well as our homes, as well as checking off the boxes on the to-do list. And I think that the first order of business in that preparation is to sing songs of praise. Thanks be to God. Without any consideration, or at least suspending whatever the stuff that is pressing in on you, the trials and tribulations of daily living. And I know for some of you, those are very significant. But to turn down the volume on that, or just take it and push it aside, so at the center of your vision and your attention is God and the goodness of creation, the mystery of what it means to be, to have life and thought. And like we do at the beginning of the podcast, to call to mind the blessings that you have received in your life. For some of us, there are blessings that are present. They're right in front of our face. We could maybe literally reach out and touch them. And for others, they are blessings that maybe from 6 months or a year ago, or the memory of someone we love who isn't with us physically here and now. But the fact that we knew and we loved at all is a blessing. And that if every good and perfect gift, if the things, as I say all the time, that light us up inside are from Almighty God, can we put aside heartache, anger, tears, and pause for a moment and offer thanks and praise? It feels to me that's what this song that Isaiah sings is. It comes at the beginning of this long book of prophecy. Prophecy about invading armies and corrupt governments, about a coming captivity, about the decimation of a people. But amidst it all, the eternal presence of a loving God, who even in the midst of what Isaiah says will be almost a wasteland of sorts. From the stump will come a green shoot and a new promise. A brilliant promise from a loving God. I'm going to reread this song. I'll be reading from the NLT here, New Living Translation. In that day you will sing, I will praise you, O Lord. You were angry with me, but not anymore. Now you comfort me. See, God has come to save me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. The Lord God is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. With joy, you will drink deeply from the fountain of salvation. In that wonderful day, you will sing. Thank the Lord. Praise his name. Tell the nations what he has done. Let them know how mighty he is. Sing to the Lord, for he has done wonderful things. Make known his praise around the world. Let all the people of Jerusalem shout his praise with joy. For great is the Holy One of Israel, who lives among you. It lifts my spirits just to read that. And why? Because I'm a nerd for this, maybe. But it's not. That's not it. It's not my nerdiness. It's the truth. There's a spirit just in reading the words, just in letting them pass through your ears and touch your brain and enlighten your spirit. God is with us. God is with you right now, no matter what you're experiencing. And so pause once in a while and shout praise to God. Thank you, God, for life itself, for the sun in the sky, for the air that I breathe, for the people who I number as my friends, for the generosity that I experience on a daily basis. Begin with praise and find joy. Respond to God's presence with joy. It seems simple, and yet it's really deep and ancient and profound, and it's something you have to do. It's not so much an intellectual exercise as is a kind of a cutting loose and releasing your inhibitions to say thanks to God. God, I haven't got it all figured out. Yes, there are still troubles in the world, but I stand here with my arms outstretched and I speak your name and I give you thanks. I feel the burden lifting. I'm standing here in the sanctuary at church. And in the back few rows, there are these gift bags. They're the gifts that our congregation has purchased for a group of kids at a local elementary school. Kids that have faced a lot of challenges. They face poverty. They're at risk of homelessness. The resources that ought to be available to them are not getting to them in the way they should. And so for several years now, we've come alongside in little ways with Christmas gifts and school supplies and stuff to try to help their teachers. But I look at these gifts and I'm very struck by the fact that each one represents a child. You know, some little kid is going to wake up on Christmas morning and at least there'll be this bag. And perhaps there'll be more. And I don't know if there'll be brothers and sisters and aunties or uncles, or if it's just going to be this little one. I don't know anything about these children. I know what some of the gifts are that they've requested. And I know that 88 of them are going to get presents. And it's beyond the sentimentality of, you know, a kid ought to have a toy at Christmas, which I believe that's more than just a sentimental thing. I believe that what is adorning the back couple rows here is a blessing. And I pray that if it just lights up this little kid for a morning with some happiness and something to open, that they get to participate in this festival that so many of the other kids in the world get to participate in. That's great right there. But my hope is that in there is a seed, is an anointing, that love and generosity and grace and peace are present, and that gets taken in long after they've outgrown the clothes or put the toys in the bin no longer to be played with. I pray that the moment that they realize someone cares for them, someone sees them, someone that they don't know, someone that they haven't seen, gave them a gift of faith and love. It seems to me there's some level of connection between that kind of gift and the way God blesses us. That every day that we open our eyes and draw breath, we receive a gift. And we can thank the giver. The giver is not anonymous to us. The giver has many names: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. This giver of all good things. And so I pray as we make our way toward the celebration of the incarnation, the birth, the nativity of our Lord Jesus, and we sing the songs, and we read the scriptures, and we offer the prayers, And among each other, we exchange the gifts, or if what we have this year are memories of Christmas past, a hope for Christmas future, that we can pause and that we can joyfully give thanks and praise to God, the one who gives good and perfect gifts, the one who saves us, is our assurance of salvation. Saved from what? From hopelessness. Saved from a life without a sense of peace. Saved from a life without any foundational joy. Saved from a life where we don't feel loved. God is the one who offers that kind of salvation. And so we offer our joyful praise. And we, as a community of faith, as the body of Christ, as the church alive in the world, we are the ones called by God to preach that gift and to teach that gift and to give that gift with our time and our efforts, to perform acts of charity and compassion, to participate in worship and the sacraments, to love our neighbors as ourselves, and to give God thanks in all things. It's a beautiful season, and at the most holy, and from a divine perspective, it can be the most wonderful time of the year, a time steeped in very good news, to which I say, Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Moses and Jeremiah and Isaiah, God of Zechariah and Elizabeth, of Mary and Joseph, to you, O God, we pray. And we come to you, God, and we confess that so often we are distracted. So often our appetites go ungoverned. We sin and we fall short of this tremendous gift of grace that you give. But you've made a promise that if we call out to you and we confess, that you will meet us in that moment of confession, and you will lift us up, and you will dry our tears, and you will get us back on this road home. So we claim that promise right now. And our hearts are filled with joyful thanksgiving and praise. We thank you, God, for what you have done. Every good thing that you've provided us, we celebrate the gift of your coming in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, your Son. We pray, God, for this good world of yours. We pray for its leaders and people in positions of power and influence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guide them. Lead them. Show them exactly who they are and who you are. God, we pray over our communities, our schools, and our churches. We pray for the folks who find themselves in hospital right now or a rehabilitation center, those who are incarcerated, those who are working three jobs just to get by. You know these people, God. Come. Come to their assistance. Make haste, O God, to help them. And you know us. Each and every one of us and our stuff. You know our prayer lists. You know our joys and concerns. Many of us write these things down in the form of a prayer list. And just about everyone I know, oh God, keeps a list in their hearts and minds. So we make a moment to be quiet, to sit quietly in your presence, to listen for your voice. Join us now, we pray. We break our silence. We thank you, God, for the gifts of peace and quiet. We pray that you'll hear us as we celebrate together this prayer that goes by your name. Hear us as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So, my dear friends, as we prepare to go our separate ways, as we prepare for these 10 days before Christmas Day, let us take into our very center these words from Isaiah. Sing to the Lord, for he has done wonderful things. Make known his praise around the world. Let all the people of Jerusalem shout his praise with joy. For great is the Holy One of Israel who lives among you. God is among us. God is with us. God is for us. And God is ahead of us, leading us to a promised future of his design. Our God that we know in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who loves you and bids you peace. Go in peace. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.